Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting from the middle of the mitten, a nutrient, greenfield, warm mitten, Memorial Day mitten, mitten all around. We're surrounded by the Great Lakes. We are a mitten state.
Yes, we are.
And it's Memorial Day weekend, and a big thanks to all the men and women who have sacrificed so much so that we can be here today. And for those who are still serving and their families, we are big-time supporters of the military.
Yes, very much so. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's a holiday weekend. It's the unofficial start of summer. And Memorial Day is different than Veterans Day. Veterans Day is, of course, a time to think about people who have served our country but are still alive. Memorial Day is memorial. Memorialize the people who fought for the freedoms that we enjoy, living in the greatest country in the world. And you can't thank them enough for making the ultimate sacrifice for their country.
We cannot thank them enough. And today, this show is heard all over the country and the world. Yep. So a big shout out to all of our listeners. But in the state of Michigan, the Great Lakes State, otherwise known as the Mitten, we have the Coleman
Veterans Memorial. That's correct.
With Great White performing.
That's right. Big concert. It's going to be going on a little later on this afternoon. Should be a good time in Coleman. Get down there and enjoy it. We're all going to be out there. Great White later on takes the stage, but they've got live music all day long. There's food, there's beer, there's games. It'll be a lot of fun. So if you want to help out. Plus, tomorrow there's Memorial Day parades all over this part of the state, but I'm sure in all the states, and my guess is in every state in the country, there are Memorial Day parades going on because it is Memorial Day weekend and the unofficial start of summer. So I will be grilling out hot dogs later on.
Yeah, I love hot dogs.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah, but we want everyone out there to be safe.
Yes.
Have a sober driver. Have a designated driver. I'm a criminal defense attorney. I do practice, you know, from mid-Michigan all the way to the great state of Superior across the bridge. And I specialize in drinking and driving cases, possession cases, and whatnot. And unfortunately, you know, this is a weekend where men and women are on ORVs or on side-by-sides or boating. And they so happen to have alcohol because it's a big party weekend also.
Right.
We just want you to be safe. But if somebody does get in trouble, you know, I get this question often. I don't just do a radio show podcast. I am a defense attorney.
Yes.
So, yeah, feel free to call my office at
989-772-6000.
And I try not. Yeah. So there, that's that. But before we start the show, I have a complaint. No,
okay.
I have a complaint.
Okay.
I have a complaint.
All right.
I'm on the way to the studio.
Okay.
The mothership.
Right.
And it's beautiful out.
Oh, it is. Gorgeous morning.
And as I'm coming down one of these backcountry roads.
Take me home.
Take me home. By the way, we opened the show with Creed, What If.
Great song by Creed.
Love Creed.
Great song.
What if? What if? What if? I'm coming down the country road.
All right.
And a vehicle pulls off to the side, like an older Oldsmobile.
Okay.
And as I slow down, because I don't know if the car needs help, because I'm going to, you know, say, are you okay? Turns out it's a little old lady.
Aww.
And I'm thinking, maybe she's going slower and she wants me to pass her. So she doesn't feel pressured. I wouldn't tailgate her nonetheless.
Sure.
So I slow down to be safe. I pass her. I look over. She seems to be okay.
All right.
As soon as I pass her, you ready for this?
I know exactly what you're going to say.
What do you think happened?
She speeds right up and gets right on you.
Dude.
Hate that.
What? No. Hate Wait. That. First off, why did she pull over in the first place to let me pass her? I'm like flipping going, this is the first time in my entire years of driving. Now, in the state of Michigan, you know, we were allowed to drive at 16.
Right.
But I mean, I was driving at 12. Full disclosure, okay? I was driving. Listen, statute of limitations has told. Yes. One of my buddies had a K car. I was driving that sucker back and forth to Windsor, to Spanky's, a Premier Center. I mean, I was driving at 12 years of age.
You were going across the you were going across the Windsor Tunnel and across the Ambassador Bridge at 12, driving a car.
Well, I don't know if I broke any, you know.
International
laws, but I'm 53, class 83. I'm 53, class 83, baby. But anyway, this lady, I could not believe it. Could not believe it.
I've had that happen to me. I have that happen all the time when I'm on the highway. I'll be driving in another state or something like that. You're driving along and there's a car, you know, slow down. And they're probably going 60, 65 and a 70 or 75. And you start to pass them and boom, they're right on you. And it's like, well, what is that all about? Why did you let me pass
you? What was the point?
Yeah. Is there something illegal going on in the car?
I did save a turtle, though, a couple weeks ago.
Yes, you
did. We talked about that.
Yes, you did. And thank goodness you saved
that. By the way, I want to give a big shout out.
Okay.
And I don't do this often, especially to this individual necessarily. Okay. I mean, I'm staying out of politics, but New York City Mayor de Blasio.
Oh, okay.
Kudos to de Blasio. He tells police to end arrest for smoking marijuana. Did you hear about this?
No, I did not.
Yeah, the mayor has put forth a decree, worked with law enforcement, and has now told police to end arresting individuals for marijuana. So they're only going to receive a citation. Unless they're breaking some other law, they're going to get a summons now.
Really?
So they're not going to be arrested for smoking pot in public.
In public? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, in public.
Oh, wow.
Guess where I'm going after the show?
New York City.
I'm going to Times Square, baby.
There you go.
I'm going to Times Square. So if you want, maybe that old lady that was in the car tailgating me, maybe she was just trying to catch a whiff or something.
Wow.
But isn't that amazing?
Is he a Democrat or Republican?
You know what? We're not Democrats or Republicans. We're Americans.
I understand that.
So I'm just going to stay out of it, but he's a Democrat.
Okay. I just was wondering. That sounds legit.
Isn't that great? Kudos to the city of New York.
Now, what is New York's stance on medical marijuana and marijuana in general? Do you have any idea?
New York is also a medical marijuana state. And last year, December 8th, the New York State Department of Health announced the filing of regulations for adoption that will actually improve the state's medical marijuana program for patients, practitioners, and registered organizations. And, you know, we have listeners all over the country.
Right.
We have them in New Jersey. So kudos to all our listeners in New York, New Jersey. Here, let me announce where people listen to the show. Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Maryland. We have a lot of listeners in Maryland.
Wow. Okay.
Virginia, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Florida. Huge in Texas. We're huge in California. Nevada, huge. Utah. Of course, big shout out to our listener in South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. I mean, kudos to everyone downloading the podcast out there. And please tell a friend. We're trying to get to 1,000 downloads a week, and we're definitely getting there. So please tell your friends about the show.
Spotify, iTunes.
Android app,
Google Play. You can find us in a lot of places. So download and subscribe to the show, and that's how you can hear all about everything going on in the Todd L. Levitt Law Show land.
The question is, again, it goes back to the states versus the federal government.
Right.
How can the states, you know, where do they have such sovereignty in regulating and passing laws so that the federal government doesn't come in and preempt everything? Because, as you know, the federal government is the federal government.
Right. They are the ruler of the land.
Oh, it's the rule of the land. And Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution does provide, dating back to my law school days, if my brain is refreshed, that section, I believe it's Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, provides that the laws of the United States, Craig Russell, shall be the supreme law of the land. And again, thus establishing that the federal law preempts state law, and that's really important. But the Supreme Court has carefully delineated between express preemption and implied preemption. Now, if you go to the Controlled Substance Act of 1970, by the way, that was during the Nixon administration.
And it was a long time ago.
Yeah, 1970, Nixon administration. We know what happened to Nixon.
Almost 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Dramatically in the last 50 years.
But the question is, you know, how is it that we have the Controlled Substance Act, Schedule 1, cannabis hemp? I refer to it as beautiful cannabis instead of marijuana. How is it that the states can pass all these laws now? That's the question we're going to answer coming up in the next segment. How can the states pass medical marijuana, recreational marijuana? How is that possible when the federal government in 1970 passed the CSA and said, hey, it's illegal? And I just mentioned under Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution that the federal government is the law of the land and preempts, in most cases, state law. But did you hear what I said? In most cases. Right. And that's always been the argument. And I am somebody who believes the federal government should stay out of our state's business, and the state should stay out of local business. In fact, I'd like to even make it even more finute. I would like not only the federal, state, and local government to stay out of my business where I live, okay? I want to have sovereignty. I want to be a sovereign nation right where I live.
Well,
we do need laws. We do need ordinances because society would be completely chaotic without them, but it's just out of control.
And we will talk more about that.
Do you agree or disagree with that?
I do agree, and we need to bring up something kind of important.
Need to talk about, you know, the Controlled Substance Act.
Yes.
And more specifically, you know, how is it that the states can, you know, do what they're doing? And, you know, the answer is Section 708 of the Controlled Substance Act. So we're going to talk about Section 708 right here on the Title 11 Law Show, Memorial Day weekend with Greg Russell. Take us out.
We'll be right back.
What was that?
I don't know.
All right. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting in the middle of the Mitten. The mothership, the Black Diamond mothership, Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle, a beautiful nutrient field. The grass is green, the trees are blooming, the sky is blue, and I love you.
You and that poetry, man, I tell you.
And it's always the same poetry.
I know. You don't ever change it up.
Never change it up.
100,000 watts strong on 98.5 UPS and all over the world podcasting. Download the podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, in places like Spotify or on Apple iTunes or any of that stuff.
Libsyn. Yep. Check us out on Libsyn. And if you have a question, send us an email.
That's right.
ToddLevittLawShow@gmail.com.
And, you know, I was going to ask you about that. Every once in a while, we'll give out your phone number, but we never give out your website address. Where can people go?
CentralMichiganLawyer.com.
That's right.
CentralMichiganLawyer.com.
CentralMichiganLawyer.com.
By the way, questions about
law or about things that Todd can help with, that's how you go. Either call or go.
Big shout out. I got another shout out.
Okay.
It's not a big.
Two big shout outs.
Not a big hair shout out.
Okay, good.
Not a big hair shout out.
But happy Memorial Day weekend, Big Hair.
Yeah, Big Hair. You know, Big Hair will be back on the show.
Yes.
In fact, we're all training right now. Tomorrow, we're going to be training for the Lumberjack 100.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Big shout out to Brownies.
Brownies.
Brownies Corn Wagon in the city of Clair, Michigan, folks. Okay. If, for those listening around the country, Clair is in the middle of the state. Got the Doherty Hotel, Cops and Donuts,
big
which is
Irish
famous.
Area. Big
oh, yeah. Busilli's Pizza. Great businesses in Clair. It's like the gateway to the north. But Brownie's Corn Wagon is one of those old-time popcorn wagons
that
the city of Clair allows to just sit there on the edge of town. And Scott Burmeister and his family own it and run it since the 70s.
Oh, wow.
Brownie,
cool.
Isn't that cool?
Brownie's Corn Wagon.
Yeah, wow. So definitely stop by and say hi and tell them you heard it right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Oh, look at that.
But when we were, last segment, we were talking about preemption.
Right.
The preemption doctrine, Craig, derives from the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution.
Okay.
Do you know what that says?
I do not.
Which states that the Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land.
Makes sense.
The question is, well, how is it that the states still control, you know, their medical marijuana laws, and how are they controlling enforcement of, you know, their own laws, separate from the federal government? Because the federal government said in 1970 under the Controlled Substance Act that cannabis, hemp, and anything that derives from that beautiful plant is going to be illegal. Well, how is it that we don't have the federal government intruding on the states? When you get arrested for possession of marijuana, if you're not possessing it legally, or not legally, immunity. In the state of Michigan, if you have a card, you're immune from prosecution. You don't have a legal right to possess it until the end of this year when it's going to go recreational. But when Congress enacted the Controlled Substance Act, they knew that they had to somehow allow the states to control enforcement of these laws in regards to possession of these controlled substances. Under Section 708 of the CSA, 21 USC 903, Congress intentionally put this in the Controlled Substance Act to make sure that the state still had control over, you know, the drug enforcement in their particular states. Because, frankly, and it's my opinion and it's opinion of scholars, and I'm not a scholar, not even close, but if the federal government, how are they going to control law enforcing all these, you know, illegal substances under the different schedules in each of the different states? They had to leave an opening for the states to control their own state laws. Thus, the fact that we have, you know, medical marijuana states and we have recreational states, you know, this clause under 708 is almost the gateway to allowing that to happen, amongst other reasons. Now, what does 708 under the Controlled Substance Act, you know, what does it specifically state? I mean, basically, you know, unless there is a positive conflict between the provision of Section 708 and the state law so that the two cannot coincide and stand together, the feds are going to stay out of the states.
Right.
So unless there is something so erroneous going on within the states, you know, punching the feds right in the eye, which a lot of people would argue is, well, what about this recreational?
But obviously the Congress doesn't, and the federal government doesn't think that's punching them in the eye because they're not doing
absolutely this. Not. Right. Because, because the feds, how the heck, the feds have more things to worry about.
Exactly.
Like protecting our homeland, not arresting men and women and putting them in jail over this plant.
That's just
my opinion. That's strictly my opinion.
I understand.
So my point is this. If they didn't have Section 708 in the CSA, Controlled Substance Act, the federal government would have to have hundreds of thousands of officers in each state to enforce all these local state laws and ordinances.
The country would go broke.
But they left it to the states to do so.
The country would go broke trying to pay for
that. That's why when people call my office as a defense attorney and say, are the feds coming into the state of Michigan and other states where it's recreational and medical? Absolutely not.
Nope.
In fact, we just talked about the mayor of New York last week, you know, tell law enforcement, stop arresting people for smoking pot in public. So, you know, instead they're going to get a citation if they're violating a certain law.
Now, you did a really good job of explaining that because that's what you do. You do.
I tried. I mean, I'm not a constitutional lawyer. Though.
I know, but you do a good job.
I do defend the Constitution.
Let me see if I can kind of break it down even simpler for people who are simple like me. Okay. So let's put it this way. In most states, the speed limit on the highways are different. Various by each state.
So controlled by state law.
Correct. 65, 70, 75, depending on where you are. And there are state police and local police who are the ones who are the ones who uphold those laws. Because there's no way in the world the federal government could afford to have 300,000 to 400,000 officers in each state and enforcing those speed limit laws. It's the same thing with the drug enforcement. There's no way in the world they would be able to have, they would need 10 to 20 million officers all across the country enforcing these drug laws. They can't do it. They don't have the money to do it. There's no way they could do it.
And by the way, we talk about this all the time. We support law enforcement.
Oh yeah.
And we have a lot of officers that listen to the show. We support you. Put your lives on the line every day.
So.
Listen, I don't blame the officers. I blame the men and women who write these laws.
And
the hypocrites who write the laws is who I blame, not the officers.
Let's also back up a second here. That Controlled Substance Act was enacted in what year?
1970 during the Nixon administration.
There is not a single person, I guarantee you, who had anything to do with that law who is still in law today. No one is in the Congress who wrote that law. Guarantee it. They're all dead. They're all people who were probably in their 40s, 50s, and 60s when they enacted that law and didn't know anything about it. They didn't know what we know today. We are much more sophisticated at what we know about drugs. And
right. But
today.
Let me make this clear. We're talking about the preemption law.
Right.
Under the Constitution. And again, folks, if you want to look, just look it up. I defend the Constitution. I'm always fighting for Fourth Amendment rights.
Sure.
And we are huge supporters of the Second Amendment here. But again, the preemption is where, you know, under the articles of the U.S. Constitution, you know, the laws of the United States are the law of the land. But the thing is, you know, so states cannot enact laws on the same subject if Congress has already basically occupied the field. Like, I'm just recalling that from law school.
Right.
I'm not reading anything. Am I reading anything?
No,
this is from my brain.
Right.
Right, the Supremacy Clause. But, again, you know, the states have spoken. The people have spoken. Look, we control our own destiny here. We elect the men and women who we would like to represent our interests, although they don't always. Although you got to say this about the men and women across the country in positions of power. Look how many states now have gone to medical, have gone to recreational.
Exactly.
So I do give kudos to our elected officials. We harp on them quite a bit, but they listen to the will of people. And the people have spoken.
And that's their job.
And by the way, we do talk about other areas of law other than cannabis every week. But it's just so prevalent. It's so much going on right now. And it's important that there's a voice out there. But we do have a lot of other. We have Steve Lados coming back on the show.
Yep.
Great consumer law. He's about to paddle from Minnesota all the way along the Great Lakes in Copper Country, across the Upper Peninsula, down through the St. Clair, all the way down to Detroit. He's going to take 2 months. He's going to paddle it.
That's awesome.
That's a really amazing?
Cool thing. And wasn't he just on PBS a couple weeks
ago? He was on PBS, Biker Bob's coming back on the show.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot to say.
Yep.
We love Biker Bob.
This is Bike Safety Month.
It is Bike Safety Month.
In Michigan, it probably is in other parts of the country, too. So make sure this weekend when you're out and about, if you see motorcyclists, make sure you give them the respect that they deserve and make sure you watch out for them, because you have a better chance of seeing them than they seeing you.
I've heard some really sad stories about motorcycle accidents over the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
And we do field calls from auto accidents.
That's right.
Yeah, so I mean, we do get people that call our office who have been involved, unfortunately, or injured in auto, motorcycle, truck, boating, off-road vehicle accidents. So, you know, feel free to give us a call. We'll put you in touch with John Marco, the man.
And on top of it, this whole weekend, it's
Shameless plug there.
I know it is, and it's a holiday weekend. And if you need anything, feel free to call the office, because Todd will get a hold of you if you've got any problems. 989-772-6000.
I do have an office in St. Ignace.
Oh, that's right.
I'm there quite a bit in the UP now. Yeah.
That's right.
Love the Upper Peninsula.
Beautiful up there. Have you had any pasties lately?
You know, I do like pasties, but right now, I got to be honest with you, I came back to the mothership to do the show.
Yep.
Because I've been up in the UP. Man, the horse flies are...
They're out.
They're out.
Yeah, they
are. No, literally. Yeah. They are out.
By the way, when we come back, we have to take a break. When we come back, we'll explain to people who don't live in Michigan what pasties are. And I got to ask this question. What is this bottle of champagne you brought in? I got to know what this is all about.
What is that, by the way?
Yeah, well, you're going to tell me about it. When we come back, we have to take a break. Todd at Love It Law Show. I can't find a rhyme in all my reasons. Lost sense of time in all seasons. Feel I've been beaten down by the words of men who have no ground. Can't sleep beneath the trees of wisdom. When your axe is cut, the root that feed them. Forked tongues and bitter mouths can drive a man to bleed from inside out. What if you did?
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Yes, it is a holiday weekend.
And our thoughts and prayers go out to all the veterans, their families, and those who have served our country.
And served and gave the ultimate sacrifice.
That's absolutely
what Memorial Day is all about. Memorial Day parades tomorrow. Coleman today in Michigan, the Coleman Veterans Memorial is the big benefit concert. It's called United by Sacrifice, and it's a Great White in concert along with other bands. It's going to be a good time. It's $30 to get in today at the gate. We'll see you in Coleman for that big show after 12 o'clock is when it starts.
Absolutely. Love Great White.
Yes.
But we're playing Creed. What if?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. You know, I just want to just turn it and burn it and churn it today. And that's one of my favorite Creed songs.
So you're going to be, tomorrow is you going to be training for the Lumberjack? Is that what the
story
is?
Yeah, so Big Hair, Chris Taylor, and all the guys are going to be, we're going to be training. Well, we train every day.
Sure.
But tomorrow we're training as a group.
Okay.
We're going to head out to the Big M.
Which is?
The Big M Trail.
The Big M Trail, which is where?
Manistee Forest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
But by the way, we had a question from a listener in regards to, you know, cannabis in the state of Texas.
Okay. What is
Texas is, I just wish all the states would get on the same page. We're all citizens. We're all equal. We all, you know, strive for the same thing, happiness, health, you know, our children's success. We all live in the great United States of America. Why is it that the states have to be so different?
Not the United States, but the United States of weed is where we live.
That's right,
that's
baby.
Where we live.
Texas has approved only 3 dispensaries to provide cannabis oil to seizure patients, but with only 18 doctors able to prescribe it, it's still tough to secure out there from what I understand.
And Texas is a big state.
Texas is huge.
Three
I would think that Texas, you know... there's something called the Texas Compassionate User Act.
Okay.
And that legalized the sale of specific kinds of cannabis oils. But for a very small group of Texans, like epilepsy patients and other types of patients. But, you know, I just want to see the whole country turn.
Well, you got to remember, though, man, but in different parts of the country, people have different views of things. And I think eventually everyone will come around to it. It might not be in your lifetime or my lifetime, but I think eventually everyone will come around. But it's a slow process.
There's now 29 states that now allow for comprehensive public medical marijuana.
That's right.
And cannabis programs.
Over half the country.
And Texas is now one of the 17 states to pass laws allowing for the use of low THC CBD products.
Well, we also
it's a step in the right direction. Big shout out to Sarah Barber Cannabon Therapeutics.
That's right.
Great company. Check it out, folks. Hey, by the way, before the break, you did ask me, where did I get this bottle of Dom Perignon?
Yeah, you brought this into the studio. And I'm
2009.
Not really sure. Now, is it possible that this is what you're going to do today and tomorrow you're doing your training, but you're doing this?
No.
Is this to celebrate with?
That came as a gift from a good friend, Dan O'Neill.
Okay.
He's an attorney in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
All right.
And he is just certified. This is one of the best attorneys in the state. I refer a lot of cases to Dan O'Neill, and Dan was very kind to, you know, gift me a bottle of Dom Perignon.
2009 Dom Perignon. This is a pretty expensive.
I'm still looking for a Pappy Van Winkle, though. Cannot get my hands on a bottle of. Listen, we have listeners all over the country. Don't you know what Pappy Van Winkle is? You ever hear Buffalo Trace?
I've heard of it, but I don't know.
We don't have right now any downloads from Kentucky. We have them from Ohio.
I used to live in Kentucky.
Alabama, Georgia, but
I have the hookup in Kentucky.
You never heard of Pappy Van Winkle?
Never.
How about Weller's? Have you ever had a good bourbon?
No.
Like a cigar and a good bourbon?
No.
Are you sure? Maker's Mark?
Well, I've had Maker's Mark barbecue steak sauce, which is really good.
Okay, but I'm talking about Maker's Mark in general.
I used to live in that area. I lived in Louisville for a year.
Big shout out to my cousin AZ, Chris Jacks, G Money, O'Shea. Big shout out.
Are these guys all down in Kentucky now?
These guys are my guys. My cousins.
I understand.
Yeah, I'm trying a couple things. I'm trying to get my hands on a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle.
Okay.
Very difficult. Buffalo Trace only releases so many of those a year.
Okay.
Maybe one or two or three in the state of Michigan.
I know a couple people. Let me see what I can do.
Craig, guess what? There's no way.
Oh.
You know how many people I know that know a couple people? You know how many people I know? No one can get their hands on it.
I used to live there, man. I know people who still live
there. Here's the other thing I'm looking for.
Okay.
If anybody listens to this show, back to the state of Michigan, in the county of Isabella, city of Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
And you have about 100 plus acres of land that you're not using, and it's, you know, some good land, not wet. I'm the vice president of the Central Michigan Mountain Bike Association. Myself, Malcolm Fox, Lance, Daigle, we're looking for a piece of land so we can build a single track.
Oh, okay.
You know, a beautiful single track, because there's so much hunting property to the west end of Isabella County, Wyman Road, River Road. If somebody out there owns a tract of land and will allow us to build a single track, we'll keep it clean. I mean, we preserve land. Us bikers,
sure.
I'm a hunter also, okay? We love the land, and we'll preserve the land. But when we bike out there on the dirt roads, there's so much land out there, no one's using it. It's just sitting there. It's hunting property. Now, obviously, we're not going to bike during hunting property. Well, you could say, are you going to spook the deer? No.
No, I'm going to say, did you just get elected to this post recently?
No, I mean, we formed our organization a while ago.
How come this is the first I've ever heard of this?
Because I just thought about it, the fact that we need a piece of land to call our home territory instead of having to drive a half an hour in every direction to go up to mid-Michigan or Hanson Hills or DTE or here or there.
ToddLevittLawShow@gmail.com if you know someone who's got some land or you have some land you want to let the Central Michigan Mountain Biking Association handle. And take care of
absolutely.
Put a two-track on.
Yeah, absolutely.
How come I didn't know you were a vice
president?
No, not
a two-track, a single track.
A single track, excuse me. How come I didn't know you were this vice president of the organization?
You probably didn't know him. Six feet tall, 210, dark hair, hazel eyes.
Hey, now I know that.
Hey, now.
Hey, now. So you didn't tell me, but this bottle of Dom Perignon, is this like for a celebration? Are you keeping this?
Dan O'Neill, good friend, he gifted it to me.
Okay. Are you going to keep it for like, you know, when, when something good happens, like you become president of the country or something? Or
president of the Central Michigan Mountain Bike Association. Hey, kudos to Malcolm, my buddy Malcolm Fox, who just retired from the water department in Isabella County.
Oh, okay.
Remember we talked about him because we wanted to know what a drain commissioner does?
That's right.
It helps water flow downhill. Malcolm knows about that. So Malcolm, hopefully Malcolm will come on the show.
And that drain commissioner in Gladwin County is getting sued for like $11 billion.
Yeah, well, that's right. By the way, another Big Here reference now. Okay, Big Here wants me to inform you that he drives a truck, not just a Prius.
Really?
But boy, does he have one over on us right now, because you and I both drive trucks.
I didn't know he had a truck and a Prius.
Yeah, too. And he's getting like right now 112 miles to the gallon.
On that Prius?
I guess.
Does he also wear flannel shirts? Does he have a buzz cut on that Prius?
His name is Big Hair.
I understand he's Big Hair, but he's just your puppet, so it's all good.
Ouch, ouch.
I know.
Hey, so Craig.
Todd.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And what are you doing this afternoon?
I am going to be in Coleman. I'm leaving the studio here and heading to Coleman to go to the United by Sacrifice show. I'm going to be hanging out. Great White's going to be on stage about 6 o'clock. There's music all afternoon. There's food. They've got a beer tent. It all helps out the Coleman Veterans Memorial, which is a park, and they are trying to replace pavers, and they're trying to they honor all the veterans from the Coleman area and from Midland County, and they try and do that there in Coleman. So.
Oh, hey, by the way, I have a friend of mine that works at a company that makes envelopes.
Okay.
I'll never lick an envelope again.
Ugh.
Yeah, don't lick an envelope.
Why is that?
Well, one, you don't want to get a paper cut. But number two,
especially
you don't want to put your tongue on that nasty glue. They make devices that will moisturize that strip for you to close the envelope.
Yep.
I'm just saying, I had this conversation. I don't know randomly where a law show where this came from, but I have an envelope in front of me. So it's making me think of that discussion I had last week with a buddy of mine. Don't lick an envelope.
Now, here's a question for you. Is it envelope or envelope?
Is it a creek or a crick?
It's a creek.
Is it a potato or a potato?
Tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back from break, I have to ask you a very important question about pregnant women.
And we have some more law to get to.
That's right. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We'll be right back.
Take us out, Craig Russell. I can't find a rhyme in all my reasons. Lost sense of time in all seasons. Feel I've been beaten down by the words of men who have no grounds. Can't sleep beneath the trees of wisdom. When your axe is cut, the roots that feed them. Four tongues and better mouth can drive a man to bleed from inside out. What if you get? Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong again, folks, with Creed, What If?
Good song. Great song to rock for this weekend, holiday weekend. The unofficial start of summer, especially in tourist places like Michigan. This is an important time of year for our economy, because this is the time of year. And it's also a time of year to watch out for other people on the road. It's also a time of year to not drink and drive, or drink and boat, or drink an ORV. If you do and you get in trouble, you get popped, call Todd Levitt. He's your man, but don't do it. But if you do, call Todd, but don't do it. Just saying. That's all I'm saying.
You had a question during break.
Yeah, we were talking about Virginia, because we have a lot of listeners who download the show in Virginia. Thank you. Spotify and iTunes.
Libsyn.
All the platforms that you can
download. Love Virginia.
The
show Great
on.
State of Virginia.
Virginia's for lovers.
I love Virginia football. Virginia Tech,
really?
Virginia,
okay.
Oh yeah.
Big college football area.
One of my buddies' brother, Cody Pettit's brother, plays for Virginia Tech.
Oh, really?
Virginia
okay,
Tech, yeah.
Didn't know that. Well, we had a question on toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com. Wanted to know, what is the status of some of the medical marijuana or recreational marijuana laws in Virginia as we speak?
Virginia's going in the right direction, but not fast enough. Back in February, I have some notes here, as I was doing my research, that the Senate voted unanimously to pass the Joint Commission on Healthcare bill, Senate Bill 726, which will let Virginia doctors recommend the use of CBD oils, certain THC treatments for certain conditions and diseases. So they're moving in the right direction. They still have a long way to go.
Can I say something?
What?
You said joint.
Oh, what is this, Beavis and Butthead?
I don't know why.
I was trying to be really serious there for a minute. But Virginia, again, as in Texas, now we have Virginia. I mean, they're moving really slow.
Right.
But look, the same people that live in Texas and Virginia, they're no different than those of us here in the great state of Michigan, pure Michigan, baby. I mean, we are Americans.
Yes, we are.
We have spoken. We know what we want. And these laws are moving, albeit slow in some states. Other states have already, California, Nevada, have gone in the right direction. Washington.
Colorado.
They need to move faster. But another thing is, what about in the United Kingdom?
Yeah, we have a lot of listeners.
We have a lot of listeners.
In England.
Kudos to our listeners in Sweden, by the way.
Okay.
Canada. We have a lot of listeners in Canada. We love our listeners in Canada, Great Britain, Ireland, Sweden.
Doesn't Sweden have some of the strictest marijuana laws?
Malaysia. We have Indonesia. We have listeners.
Didn't we figure out that Sweden has some of the strictest marijuana laws in the country or in the whole world, not in just the country, which is crazy that we have people listening to us there. Maybe they
cannabis. Yeah, cannabis, by the way, has been completely illegal in the UK since 1971.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
They haven't changed it at all.
It's still illegal to possess, grow, distribute, sell, and all that other stuff. And being caught with cannabis, it can carry up to a maximum 5 years in prison and an unlimited fine or both.
Unlimited fine?
Can you believe that?
Whoa.
You don't think the Beatles were token when they were smoking and writing all that great music?
But that was before 1971.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
They were in the 60s.
Hey, Craig Russell.
What?
That's a good point on that.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Every once in a blue moon.
But here's the other thing about the UK. They are literally one of the world's largest producers of legal cannabis. So 95 tons of marijuana was produced in the UK in 2016 for medicinal and scientific use.
So what are they
are the largest exporter of the drug with it's just crazy. But it's still recreational use of cannabis is illegal in the UK. But hold on, folks, for all our listeners over there. In recent years, there has been growing interest in using it for medicinal purposes. So hopefully it's going in the right direction there in the UK.
Well, that's why so many people listen to us in the United Kingdom as well, too.
But why deny all those patients access?
Why? If they're the biggest exporter of it, that's like...
Isn't that telling them something?
That's like saying, hey, I work at a candy store, but I'm diabetic. I can't eat any.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Craig Russell, the last name Russell, are you of English descent?
Yes, I am.
So can't you put a call to the Queen?
I don't think she takes my call.
Didn't you ever see the Tudors? Aren't you related to Henry VIII of the Tudors?
One of my descendants, direct descendants, is William the Conqueror.
Is that right?
That is true.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I am mostly English with a little bit of Dutch, but it's like 93% English or something.
Is that interesting about the UK?
It's very much so. It's like you make it all there and you get re-exported out. It's like, how about the people working in those plants taking care of, who are manufacturing and distributing?
If you're in a country where it's illegal to possess cannabis and you're working in a plant to grow it for educational,
people?
Medicinal, and export purposes, I mean, would you just, one, are you overweight because you're munching all day? And two, are you sleeping good at night? You must be sleeping better than anybody I know.
I wonder what the kind of
person. Hey, by the way, speaking of something to do with the production of cannabis.
Yes.
In the state of Michigan and other states, there's a lack of individuals who have the skills to work in some of these large facilities.
Oh, really?
Now, don't get me wrong. There's people out there that know how to grow.
Yeah. It's ones who have skills.
We're saying, I'm not knocking any of the legal medical marijuana caregivers I know. I'm just saying people know how to grow, but there's such a need for men and women in all different forms of the business of cannabis, from office to accounting, transportation, you name it.
Yeah, I know. That's just a problem in general. There's not enough skilled workers in the state or in the country right now. That's why the unemployment is so low, is because there's not enough skilled workers to fill all the jobs. There's why there's some jobs, there's some places, one of them being Lear Corporation. They're so hard up to find employees. They will allow, these are companies that used to do serious drug tests. They will now let you slide on some marijuana in your system just because they need employees. That's where we're at in this state, and that's where we're at. People trying to find jobs, is they will let you slide on some in some drug testing because they need people to be able to do these jobs. So before we go, Todd, I have to ask you a question. This was brought up earlier this week on the Today Show. Savannah Guthrie, who hosts the Today Show, looked like she was pregnant. So people were asking her on Twitter, are you pregnant? She's like, no, it's just my dress. It was a bad looking dress. But it brought up the question. If you see a woman who you think is might be pregnant, do you ask her without knowing?
I always side with caution.
Yeah.
Unless I know somebody's truly pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm talking like a month away from the epidural. Then.
I know.
Then I'm not saying a thing.
I know somebody.
There's no way.
I know somebody who I think is, but I'm afraid to ask her because I don't want to offend her because I don't know. I think she is, but I can't tell. It's weird. And I'm like, I'm not going to ask because I don't want to be that guy, but I don't know.
I'm not saying anything like that to any woman. You got to be real careful.
Yeah, no kidding.
Look, you know what? Something else that just pisses me off.
What's that?
If somebody comes up to you, and we've said this in the past, and says, hey, by the way, Craig, you look really tired today. The odds are, if somebody says this to you, you're not feeling tired. And they're basically telling you, you look like crap. Two things I would never do. Number one, I would never tell somebody they look tired. Because there's a lot of people out there who like to say things to people that are negative to make themselves feel better about themselves.
Right. Agree.
I avoid those people.
Agree.
At all costs. We all know who that person is.
Yep, exactly.
So I avoid that person. Misery loves company. I'm not keeping misery company.
Right.
So one, don't tell me that I look tired when I don't look tired. And number two, don't readjust my tie. Nothing gets up my craw more than somebody coming up to me and trying to adjust my tie when I have it exactly how I want it. You don't touch a woman's hair. Do you agree?
Agreed.
No, hands down. Don't freaking touch my tie. Keep your hands off my tie. I can't stand that. Someone did that to me last week, and you know what? You can't assault anyone. This was a friend of mine, and I'm thinking, oh, well, thank you for adjusting my tie.
Now I'm going to adjust it the way I want it.
Do you agree with me on that, though?
No, I know what you mean.
If I wanted my tie to look a different way, I would have adjusted it a different way. I tie my knot a certain way. I used to work at merry-go-round back in the 80s, a clothing store. I know how to sell clothes. Listen, I used to sell clothes to all these women. I used to sell women Jordache, Gloria Vanderbilt jeans, Vidal Sassoon, candies. Listen, I can accessorize a woman's outfit in a heartbeat, bro.
Look.
I know how to dress women. I know how to undress women. Hey now. It's Memorial Day. Remember merry-go-round? It was at all the malls. Parachute pants.
I used to have a sweater that had leather patches on it. It was in square patterns and stuff that was from merry-go-round. I remember.
You want to know what I used to wear at one point? I found myself in the 80s when I was working at merry-go-round.
Okay.
A cashmere long black coat.
Really?
Hear me out on this one.
Whoa.
Cashmere, black coat, turquoise parachute pants with black leather cowboy boots. How bad A was that outfit? To this day, that was one of my with my big Italian horn. My favorite outfit. Oh, by the way, I love Jersey Shore. One of the listeners says, you watch much TV? Yes, I watch Deadliest Catch. Okay.
And Jersey Shore.
It just reminds me of my cousins. I can't help it. I know those guys.
Happy holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, be safe. I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt. And I do practice law. Craig Russell from mid-Michigan all the way to the top of the UP.
Yep.
And DUIs, all that other stuff. But I'm not here to solicit. I'm here to entertain.
989-776-6000.
Hey, if you missed any part of the show, catch us on all the podcast platforms. Have a great day. Do not drink and drive. You know, keep an eye on each other.
That's
and
right.
Do not fix somebody else's tie or touch a woman's hair. That's it.
We got to go.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
I'm not just a litigator, folks. I'm an advocate. Happy Memorial Day. Take us out, Creed. What if? What if? What if? Come on, Craig.
What if?
Not even close. We'll see you. We'll be right back.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Mackinac Properties and Northern Michigan Vacation Rentals, buying, selling, and renting properties in the Straits of Mackinac region since 1998, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, and Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.